Shalom, friends. This is Jeremy Gimpel broadcasting from the heart of Judea once again. In Israel, things are calming down a little bit. Some of the smaller kids are starting to go back to school, even if it's only for half a week. The stores are reopening. It feels like there's a certain calm, and as if the storm is almost past. But here are my thoughts. I feel like this coronavirus was an earthquake in the ocean. And the world was shaken by this earthquake. But those of you that know, an earthquake in the ocean causes a tsunami. And the effects of the coronavirus that have already set their dominoes in motion, we haven't yet really experienced the tidal wave of ramifications of what this means for the world, what this means for Israel, what this means for finances and companies around the world. We've just experienced the first tremors of this earthquake. And my feeling now is that we're entering into a new world. We're entering into a new time. And now is the time to prepare. We're going to experience shifts and transitions into a new time. And the first story that we have in the Torah of humanity is a family preparing itself for a flood. And it's the first story given to us because that is the state of humanity in almost every generation. The first story is telling us that we have to build up our families. We have to build up our ark. We have to prepare the ark because the flood is coming. And for the Jewish people outside of Israel, now is the time. In this calm, get prepared, pack your bags, move to Israel now. Israel is our ark. Israel is our refuge. Israel is our destiny. And after my last broadcast that was called Israel's Final Return, I only quoted what every prophet in the Tanakh says, that Israel's destiny is to return to the land of Israel. It will happen one way or another. And now is the time to align yourself with your destiny. And your destiny is in Israel. I got a lot of feedback from Jews in Israel, from Jews around the world, people that want to make Aliyah, people that can't make Aliyah, people asking for help, advice, some people criticizing me, other people's encouraging me to keep sharing the truth. But I was swamped with messages from non-Jews, from these righteous men and women in the nations. They can't make Aliyah. They can't move to Israel. What do they do now? I've always had a place in my heart for the righteous among the nations. I've always felt a certain spark lights up in me. Every time I address a group of the nations that want to connect deeper to Israel, that want to connect deeper to the Torah, and I believe that all that's happening now, it's not for Israel, it's for the world. Israel has a mission and a destiny, but Israel's ultimate purpose is for all of mankind. It'll start with the believers. And that's who I want to address now. The believers around the world that want to be close to God, that want to be connected to Israel. I believe that now there's a chance, an opportunity for restoration. There's a chance for realigning the divine order in the world. Am Yisrael, the nation of Israel, was called to be a nation of priests. And if Israel is a nation of priests in a divine perspective, that means that the whole world ultimately, one day, will be almost a macro nation of Israel. And the Jewish people are the priests to the nation of Israel, which are the world. The goal of the priest is to bless the nation, to teach the nation. And now there's a chance to realign ourselves with that divine order now more than ever before. You know, it's taken me about 2 weeks of prayer to come out with this message. 2 weeks of listening, I broadcast that message and the feedback that I got was so overwhelming, I had to just stop. And the whole world has been flipped upside down. People are left dazed and confused. They have a deep longing in their heart. So much confusion surrounds this virus. No one expected it. No one knew that this is how the world would be turned upside down. No one really knows what to come. There's like an emptiness and a longing that is deep inside our hearts to find clarity on what we are supposed to do now. Confusion and longing. when I look at the Torah, look at the prophets, you know, there's blueprints for redemptions that are encoded in the stories of the prophets. And right before the redemption, the last redemption in the Bible is the story of Esther. And the Jewish people are celebrating in the palace of Ahasuerus. They're on top of the world. They're as close to the king as can be made. And Haman's decree comes out, and everyone is to be destroyed. And then it says, Veha'ir Shushan Navocha. And the city of Shushan is confused, consternated, perplexed. And somehow that state of mind is the basis of an opportunity of tshuva, an opportunity to return. In fact, when you hear about the curses that are mentioned in the Torah in the exile, they're mentioned really twice in the Torah. And in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 20, it says, Hashem will send in your midst attrition, confusion, and worry in your every undertaking. And so we see that confusion is somehow a part of this process, that in the exile, in this return, in this process of restoration, in this process of redemption, we have to kind of be knocked off our feet and confused. And somehow confusion, I believe, is remedy for the arrogance. You know, there's everyone wants to believe that the truth is in their hands, that they know the way, that they are the way. And such a confusing reality in the world where days have melted into days and weeks have melted into weeks. I remember I got one WhatsApp sent to me, and it's like, if you didn't know, today is March 97, the 97th of March. It was just like March was the month that never ended. And just so much confusion, confusion in time, confusion in space, confusion around the world. And any arrogance that people had, at least for a while now, has been removed, has at least been decreased. And there's a divine order in the world that was disrupted after the destruction of Jerusalem. And now there's a chance to restore that divine order. There was a house of prayer for all nations, and the Jewish people were the stewards and custodians of this holy place. And the nations would come and learn the ways of God, to learn how to walk in the light. And as a priestly nation, it was a nation that guides and blesses believers around the world that want to come and connect deeper to God and deeper to Israel. And since the destruction for century, the nations have tried to change Israel. The nations have tried to convert Israel, erase Israel, just do whatever they could to sort of take the flame, take the torch. They wanted to have the torch. They wanted to be the leaders. They wanted to be the priests. They wanted to change the divine order that was set in place. But now there is an opportunity possibly for restoration now. The confusion has created a humility and an openness. And there's a chance now to maybe set an example and fix this broken world. And what is that restoration? What is the divine order? Israel ultimately was called to be a light unto the nations. It was called to be a tree of life, rooted in the land. And now there are so many people that have written in and said, I can't move to Israel. What is my place now? What am I supposed to do? If Israel is the Jewish people's ark, what is my ark? How do I escape the flood? I know that something is coming. I know that I need to prepare myself. You can feel a messianic energy in the world. The whole world's attention is captured now. The whole world is in turmoil. Something is changing, and I'm outside of Israel. What do I do now? And so I turn to the Tanakh, and I see, what is the next stage of redemption? And so I'm going to open up to Zechariah chapter 8, and I'm going to start with verse 19. Thus said Hashem, Master of Legions, it will be that peoples will come, as well as inhabitants of many cities. The dwellers of one city will go to those of another, saying, let us go and supplicate before Hashem and seek out Hashem, Master of Legions. They will answer, I too will go. Many peoples and mighty nations will come to seek out Hashem, Master of Legions, in Jerusalem, and to supplicate before Hashem. It says this process is somehow an awakening for the nations to go out and pray before God, to seek out God. It continues, Thus said Hashem, Master of Legions, in those days it will happen that 10 men of all the different languages of the nations will take hold of the corner of the garment of a Jewish man, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. That is the restoration of the divine order, that there'll be men from the nations, the righteous among the nations. It's like a representation of a unit, not the entire nation. It's 10 men from the nations are going to come to a man from Judea, to a Judean man, to a Jewish man, an Ish Yehudi. It's not to a rabbi. It's not to a prophet. It's just to the Jewish people. And they're going to say, I'm holding on to the Jewish people. This whole world is so crazy. They don't even know what happened last generation. They don't know what's going to happen the next generation. The Jewish people are a link in time that go all the way back to Abraham. They lived through Egypt. They lived through Sinai. They lived through the first destruction and the second destruction. There is an unbroken chain of history and a destiny. And they're saying, I am attaching myself to that destiny. Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. They're not trying to convert the Jewish people anymore. They're not trying to change the Jewish people anymore. They have a certain truth. They have a certain connection with God. It's undeniable for them in their lives. But now they're saying, I want to take that relationship to the next level. How am I going to do that? I have to connect to the Jewish people. I have to connect to Jerusalem. I have to go deeper into myself. And when I go deeper into myself, what do I actually discover? I discover that the roots of myself are somehow connected to Israel. The roots, see, the tree of life, the roots are Israel. The roots are the Jewish people, and they're meant to be rooted here in Judea. The Judean man is like rooted here in these mountains. This land birthed the identity of the Jewish people. We're called Jews because we're from Judea. The way the Japanese are called Japanese because they're from Japan. And so the tree is rooted in the land of Israel. And those that grab hold of the Jewish people, really what they're doing is they're creating an extension, branches that reach out to the nations of the world. And they're bringing fruits and blessings and light to the nations in which they live. But really in this restoration process, in some ways, they become the ambassadors of Israel. They become the extensions of Israel in the nations. To be a light unto the nations means that we're sending out the light, the water, the Torah, the fruits to the branches. And the branches are then the ambassadors of light that are sent around the world. It's a global revolution where the Jewish people were small, just a few million people, rooted in a very small land, just like a small seed planted in the ground. But the power of the Jewish people actually comes from those 10 men from the nations. There are 70 nations that are designed or defined in the Torah. That's why in the holiday of Sukkot, there are 70 sacrifices that represent the 70 nations. And what, 10 men from every nation? We're talking about 700 men and women. Maybe 700 men are grabbing onto multiple Jews. But it's small groups of people like it's always been. It's always been a Gideon's army. It's always been a David's army. It's always been a small group of people. Like one candle is able to banish so much darkness in a dark room. So too, the divine restoration are the righteous among the nations realizing that they have to learn from the Jewish people. They have to connect to Israel, not try to change Israel. The empty feeling that people have in their hearts now is a deep longing for Israel, a desire to be closer to Hashem, a desire for clarity, a desire for finding meaning in all of this. And now there's an openness and a longing, but the airlines are shut down to Israel. People can't get on the plane and come and visit Judea anymore. People are reluctant to even go to synagogue. People are scared to go to church because of this coronavirus. People now more than ever need to strengthen their mind, enhance their faith, and deepen their understanding of the Torah and of Israel. The flood is going to come again, and those among the nations need to prepare themselves, not physically, spiritually. Physically, the Jewish people are in great jeopardy. The nations among them are not. Those that are just righteous among the nations are meant to be among the nations. But they're meant to align themselves with the destiny of Israel, to take upon the role now to be our branches, to bring the fruits of light when needed. The world is going to need a lot of kindness now. The world is going to need so much compassion now. The world is going to need light. And together, the Jewish people in Judea and the righteous among the nations are meant to spread that light. How? Through the Torah, through the words of the prophets, and through the land of Israel. Those three things that come together, they create light. They create goodness. And at some point, what happens is a unified movement is born of believers in the God of Israel, who act as one tree of life, bringing the fruits and blessings to the nations where they live, to their families, to their loved ones. They literally are able to lift up the entire world as one unified movement. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 14. Sing and be glad, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming and I will dwell in your midst, the word of Hashem. Many in the nations will join themselves to Hashem on that day, and they will become a people unto me, and I will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that Hashem, Master of Legions, has sent me to you. Hashem will take Judea as his heritage, his portion upon the Holy Land, and he will choose Jerusalem again. So listen to those beautiful words. Many of the nations will join themselves to Hashem on that day, and they will become a people unto me, a new unified movement of believers, believers in God who act as one tree of life. That is the divine order. Israel as the roots, rooted in the land of Israel, blessing the world around them. The initial promise to Abraham was that God will bless those who bless him, curse those who curse him. But the final message that so often is left out, meaning everyone knows that he who blesses Israel will be blessed and he who curses Israel will be cursed. That's probably one of the most quoted verses in the Bible. But the very next promise is says that Abraham, all families of the earth will be blessed through you, that somehow all of the water is somehow going to come through this land, through Israel, to the world. And then those fruits that are feeding spiritually and maybe physically, all of the nations around them, they're all rooted here in the land that was promised to Abraham. And so I've been praying and thinking, strategizing, listening for 2 weeks to really come up with an answer of where we're meant to go now. You know, this coronavirus has hit the Aru Goat Farms pretty hard. Every single group that was scheduled to come here in 2020 has canceled. And I mean, I imagine every tourist attraction and every place that relies on travel is hit pretty hard right now. But the lives that were touched when they came out here, when people touched the mountains that King David wrote the Book of Psalms, the Book of Psalms that Catholics read, that Christians read, that Protestants read, that Jews read, the Book of Psalms that taught the whole world how to pray, everyone that comes here is touched in a deep, profound way. And now all of that is shut off. And so what to do now? So Ari and I have decided that if we can't bring people to Judea, it's time to bring the Torah of Judea to the world. And we're starting now the Land of Israel Fellowship. I didn't know how to define it in the beginning, so I'm defining it right now as an exclusive virtual seminar with live, weekly, interactive sessions and ongoing personal relationships, mentorships for people that want to take their relationship with Israel to the next level. And so in this way, by really aligning themselves with Israel, by really trying to live a biblical Israel-oriented life. That is to join the destiny of Israel. It is to take the next step of being those people that are grabbing hold of the corner of the garment of a Jewish man and say, yes, there may be differences, but let's start learning together. Who knows what we might discover? What excites me so much is not just that we're bringing the Torah from the land directly from the mountains of Judea to the people that want it outside the world, but we will be setting an example for the entire world to see. Every Jew will be able to see a fellowship where there are Jewish people in Judea that are taking responsibility, that are locking arms, that are building relationships, that are teaching the world to be a light unto the nations, to actually take that step, and for the world to see that, hey, there are people that are signing up and joining this fellowship that want to learn, that want to take this seriously. How many people will sign up? Well, right now, I'm doing it one family at a time. slowly but surely. It's private, it's exclusive, it's ongoing. And I want to be able to maintain personal interaction and availability. People that have questions, people that need advice, people that want to take a little bit of a deeper perspective into the Torah. But maybe this might grow beyond measure. This might become an online community that blesses thousands of people from all over the world. I already have people that somehow already heard, people from Norway and people from the United States and people from Germany. It's so exciting. I haven't even put out a flyer yet, really, to the world. And already there's an awakening that's happening. And that really is potentially what this is, a global awakening where people can learn lessons on the Torah and the books of the prophets. What is the biblical wisdom for navigating these turbulent times? What are the messages that we can pull out of each Torah portion where God could clearly be directing all of us that are trying to connect with Him? Practical guidance in biblical prayer. You know, I've written a book now on biblical prayer, a music album on the morning prayers. Let's start taking the first steps of learning how to pray together. Isn't it meant to be a house of prayer for all nations? Why haven't we done this before? It only took a global pandemic to wake us up to do what, of course, the Jewish people are meant to be doing. Of course, what the righteous among the nations are supposed to be doing. How do we integrate the values and spirits and commandments of the Torah and the prophets in our everyday life? How do we live by the spirit of the Bible? You know, because as the world is trying to figure out the World Health Organization and this economic structure and this government, a government can only be as powerful and as good as the people who are in it. That is the secret of the Bible, is that each person has their own personal salvation. Each person has their own personal redemption, their own personal relationship. A society is only as good as the individuals who make up that society. So each person that takes it upon themselves to integrate and live with the spirit of the Torah in their lives, to love their neighbor as themselves, because they realize that there is no greater way to love God than to love their fellow man next to them, to really integrate that into their heart and into their life. That's the example we need to set for the world. And understanding now, not just the Hebrew words and concepts, but also understanding the Hebrew festivals, what they mean for the world. For the Torah shall go forth from Zion and the word of God from Jerusalem. You know, we had a dream. We've dedicated our whole lives to building this Arugot Farm and Educational Center. We wanted to create a center for Torah and prayer, open to all people from all backgrounds, to experience firsthand the prophetic spirit of the land of Israel. And now, maybe it's time to take that idea to the world and allow those that in these trying times, that they could literally help us build this dream, help keep this farm alive, help keep this dream alive, help bring this spiritual concept and materialize it in the physical world. Maybe we have to build it in spirit first. Maybe we have to build it family by family first, but that there is a headquarters, a center for the world to experience the Torah from Judea. And now, the knowledge of God is meant to cover the world like knowledge covers the sea. Is that not what's happening now with modern technology? That the world can learn from Norway to Mexico to the United States and Canada. The whole world can now tap in and actually hold on to the corner of a garment of a Jewish man and say, yes, let's go on this journey that no one else has gone on before. Let's see what we discover together. Let's see how we grow together, how we pray together, how we learn together. Let's build a fellowship of learning based on the Torah and our belief that we can, with God's help, fix this broken world. One of the most beautiful messianic prophecies in Isaiah is chapter 56. And this is what it says. Thus said Hashem, observe justice and perform righteousness, for my salvation is soon to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. You know, that's just the basis of it all. Like, what is our quote-unquote religion really to all of the believers around the world? This theology or that theology, it's to observe justice and perform righteousness. In other words, to really just walk in the light, to spread the light, to be good. And as the world tries to convince that there is no good and there is no evil, and this is all just different people's narratives, and the Hamas and the IDF, it's just a cycle of violence, and the Hamas has his narrative and Israel has its narrative. No, there's justice in the world. There's a truth in the world. A robber murderer that comes to break into someone's home is not the same as the police officer defending that family just because they both have guns. observe justice, and perform righteousness. Praiseworthy is the man who does this, and the person who grasps it tightly. This messianic prophecy is talking to the man, to people, to humanity, not to the Jewish people. Praiseworthy is the man who guards the Sabbath against desecration and guards his hand against doing any evil. Here we see an open invitation for the first time in Isaiah, where it says the nations that want to observe Shabbat, well, that is in the Ten Commandments. That's a Ten Commandments for the world. Let not the stranger who has joined himself to Hashem speak, saying, Hashem will utterly separate me from his people. Don't let the non-Jew say, oh, I can't move to Israel. I can't make Aliyah. Hashem has utterly separated me from his people. No, that's not true. For thus said Hashem to the barren ones who observe my Shabbats, who choose what I desire and grasp my covenant tightly. In my house and within my walls, I will give them a place of honor and renown which is better than the sons and daughters. Eternal renown I will give them which will never be terminated. The righteous among the nations will have a place in God's house and more honor than the sons and daughters of Israel. Why is that? Well, let me tell you, my children that grow up in Judea speaking Hebrew, celebrating Shabbat because that's what their family does, that's one level of living. But imagine someone who lives in Tennessee or someone who lives in Holland or Hungary, and all of a sudden they read the Ten Commandments and they actually start taking that seriously. And they say, well, why do we keep all of the other nine? But number four here says the Sabbath is on the seventh day to guard it and make it holy. Why aren't I doing that? And they start celebrating, honoring, guarding Shabbat like Isaiah says they will. Imagine the pushback they're going to receive from their family, from their friends, from their community. And to stay true to that against all odds, with no rabbis guiding them, with no support system, they deserve more honor and renown more than the sons and daughters of Israel. He will give them eternal renown. And the strangers who join themselves to Hashem to serve him and to love the name of Hashem, to become servants unto him, all who guard the Sabbath against desecration and grasp my covenant tightly, I will bring them to my mountain and I will gladden them in my house of prayer. Their elevation offerings and their feast offerings will find favor on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all peoples. That is the ultimate goal here. That the stranger among the nations would never say that Hashem has separated me from his people, that they really internalize that if they are aligned with Israel and they're living a biblical life and they want to be connected to Israel and they've actually grabbed onto the corner of a garment of a Jewish man saying, let us go with you. I want to walk in the Torah. I want to walk with Israel. I want to live with the values and the spirit of the Torah in my life, guided from Israel. That is what will build a house of prayer for all nations. And so, once again, we're stepping out into the unknown. 2 years ago, my wife and I, we sold everything we had to move out to the deepest settlement in Judea to build this dream in the physical world. For now, it seems as though the physical aspects of this center might be on hold for a while. But after 2 weeks of prayer and thought and listening, both Tehillah and I, as well as Ari, we feel this is the time now to build this idea in the spirit, to build this idea in the virtual. And then from the virtual reality, it will come into the physical reality, a platform for all of the people around the world that really want to learn from the Jewish people, from Israel, to build a relationship. And as they're doing that, they're supporting our center, literally helping us bring it into the material world as an everlasting monument of believers around the world that built the deepest settlement in Judea, that built this movement of people as an example for the world of what a divine restoration could be like, where we're approaching this with humility, just trying to learn the Torah together. What does it mean for the Jews? What does it mean for the world? I can't even imagine the conversations. I can't even imagine the directions that God will send this. And so this is an invitation to join now. I think that the group will start off modestly, and it will be very personal. And then from that, a strong group of a core will bring in more and more and set more of an example. And who knows what ripple effects this might have around the world. This will definitely mark, in some ways, a new beginning of the Jewish people's place among the nations and the nation's relationship with the Jewish people, a unified movement of believers in the God of Israel who keep Shabbat, who grasp his covenant tightly, who so want a place in Jerusalem where the whole world can come together and pray. And so this is now an opportunity for those of you that feel called to support this work, for those of you that feel a call to really take your relationship with Israel, with the Hebrew Bible, to the next level, to align yourselves with the destiny of Israel and to literally become the branches that are feeding from the roots of Israel to bring the light to the country, to the city in which you live, to the family and friends around you. This will be a historic experiment, and we don't know where it will go, but we feel as though we're being led in this direction, also in our hearts, also in the visions of the prophets. And if you feel now led to join and to support this mission, so it's very simple. You just go to www.thelandofisrael.com/fellowship, F-E-L-L-O-W-S-H-I-P. Right there, you'll see a flyer. You'll see a place to subscribe. There are three levels of subscriptions. You can become a member of the fellowship, a sponsor of the fellowship that could possibly sponsor another family that might not have the money to join, and you can become a partner of the fellowship. And so all of this is going directly toward the cause of building this movement, of building this farm, of building this virtual community of people around the world to set an example for the world. And of course, you can always contact me directly for questions, comments, more understanding, and you can email me at jeremy@thelandofisrael.com. And if you want to join my broadcast list and contact me on WhatsApp, so my number is +972 544 611 843. And so the doors are now open. The gates are open for the nations to come in. The first broadcast that I put out in this corona pandemic, I read the Song of Redemption that's in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26. And it says, on that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. He will grant salvation to its high walls and outer wall. Open the gates so the righteous nations, keepers of the faith, may enter. And so this is my attempt at opening the gates so the righteous among the nations, the keepers of faith, can come in and join us. And so I can't wait to meet the families that join virtually, physically, when they come to Israel. You're now helping us build this center in the mountains of Judea. You're helping us build this fellowship of people around the world. The gates are open. I hope to hear from you soon. Shalom from the mountains of Judea.